science.
Who doesn't like the comforting smell of a bakery in the morning? A mixture of coffee and freshly baked bread, crisp rolls and crunchy cakes. But according to a European research project in which Czech scientists are also taking part, the tasty golden brown pastries with a thick and crisp crust may not be such a good idea after all. Some ordinary foodstuffs, especially baked products, have recently been found to contain a hazardous chemical which can cause cancer. What is that substance and where does it come from? A question I put to Professor Jana Hajšlová, the head of the Czech team participating in the research.
Let's say 5 years ago, I would not be able to answer this question. However, at the beginning of this century, there was a breaking new in scientific literature, and the headline of the first paper was "Acrylamide cooking carcinogen?" Question mark. And when I read this paper, I didn't know at all what's the question about. However, later on the research progressed and Swedish scientists announced that in bread and many other baked foodstuffs, there is a dangerous carcinogenic chemical, acrylamide, what is a very simple compound, just three carbons and nitrogen and oxygen, nothing special in terms of structure. And this compound was proved, it's originated from very simple compounds that are contained in many raw materials used for baked products production.
The EU project titled HETOX, or heat-generated food toxicants, has found that acrylamide is formed from the most basic ingredients in heat-treated food rich in carbohydrates.
These compounds, we call them precursors, are glucose, which is very simple sugar, and asparagine, what's a very simple amino acid. And the reaction through which they are formed is called Maillard reaction, or sometimes we call it non-enzymic browning. In principle, this reaction is very beneficial for food scientists and technologists and also consumers, because it leads to formation of aroma compounds, and also food texture and color is formed this way.
When the chemical was identified in the foodstuffs, the primary tasks were to find out how acrylamide is formed and how to mitigate its formation and reduce its content. The European Commission launched a scientific project led by a team from Lund University in Sweden. The project brings together experts from various EU countries, including the Czech Republic. Professor Jana Hajšlová, the head of the team from the Department of Food Chemistry and Analysis of Prague's Institute of Chemical Technology, says the Czech Republic has been the only new EU member state represented in the project.
The role of our team was to take part in development of new analytical strategies for determination of acrylamide in different matrices, in different foodstuffs, and also to take part in interlaboratory comparison of generated data and monitoring occurrence of this compound in foodstuffs at Czech market.
The 5-year project is now approaching its end. Next week, the final HETOX meeting will be held in Prague to summarize the outcomes and future challenges for follow-up research. What are the practical implications of the findings for both households and the food industry?
One of very general advices is whenever you bake your bread or whenever you bake your cakes and so on, or when you prepare your potato chips, be careful with duration of heating process, with frying process, and stop your cooking as soon as the color is goldish brown, and don't go into deeper colors, because that is the phase, that is the situation when acrylamide is intensively formed, and when its levels are rapidly increasing, and when the final product is rich in this toxic chemical.
Keeping your pastries pale is one way to reduce the levels of acrylamide in your food. Besides that, certain chemicals, but also natural ingredients of baked products, have been found to keep acrylamide at bay.
Although there is not possibility to eliminate it completely, However, on the other hand, it's possible to reduce its levels in the final product. I can give a few examples. For example, the outcome of HITOX project is information on positive effect of fermentation, means using yeasts for bread production, helps to remove precursors and consequently final levels of acrylamide. Also, very new strategy is using enzymes which are decomposing asparagine amino acids in the original raw material, and as soon as this compound is eliminated, heating process doesn't lead to acrylamide formation. And now, of course, there is effort to enable use of relatively expensive enzyme also in industrial scale. Of course, it initiates attempts to make cheaper this enzyme production via biotechnologies, for example, and to make it available for normal conventional production of these baked products.
You may be thinking now that generations of people have been eating bread and other baked products without ever falling sick. Jana Hajšlová explains.
Question could be, of course, expected. How is it possible that we've been eating a carcinogenic compound in our foodstuffs, and what's the risk for consumers? I should say that it's an issue which has not been finally assessed, because hazard risk analysis is running. There are, of course, many chemicals which, contrary to acrylamide, exhibit the protective effects and compensate the toxic effects of other chemicals. So we can also rely on antioxidants and many other dietary components that are able to diminish, to reduce toxic effects of other chemicals.
The common sense advice seems to be, as in many other areas of life, everything in moderation. Everything is potentially toxic if consumed in large quantities. So can a balanced diet keep you safe from the effects of acrylamide?
Food science and, of course, food toxicologists are trying to find out the answer for this question. And the general advice is to keep the diet as rich as a lot of diversity in your diet. Don't forget to have a lot of fruit and vegetable in your diet. And don't eat only chips or crisps or frites, depending where are you from. Not to exaggerate their consumption. And that is, of course, not only because of acrylamide, but also high content of fat is something what's dangerous. So we cannot identify acrylamide as the only hazard in your diet. But it's one of components which was recognized to be dangerous when the intake is excessive. But I would say that under normal conditions, when the diet is really diverse, then you don't have to be worried about risk associated with this chemical.
The Czech team that took part in the EU HITOX research are now working on a related project. They are examining traditional Czech baked products like pastries and breads and monitoring the occurrence of acrylamide. They are collaborating with the food industry in order to apply the knowledge obtained in HITOX in local conditions, teaching the people from the food industry how to improve the technologies to get a safer final product. Můj Vilém peče housky a málo mě má rád.